And now, the life of Mary Southern. You, our friends of Mary Southern, know that one of her outstanding characteristics is a good, strong streak of determination, exercised whenever she feels she's doing the right thing. So, no doubt, you aren't at all surprised when Mary decided to go to Chicago and ask the famous Dr. DeRoy to come to the aid of Phyllis, Max's crippled sister. Mr. Barton, a wealthy friend, failed in his attempt to persuade the doctor to come to Sanders. And frankly, it does seem that Mary hasn't a chance of accomplishing the same thing. This evening, she left Sanders on the 6 o'clock train. This train brings her into Chicago at 8 o'clock, which, as Mary doesn't know, is the identical hour Dr. DeRoy is leaving. It is a little past 8 the same evening, and the Sanders household is a very dreary place without Mary. The weather outside hasn't helped any either. Dark and rainy, and a stiff wind has blown up. Max and Daddy Stratford sit disconsolately in front of the fireplace. A small table lamp is the only light they've bothered to turn on. Daddy pokes half-heartedly at the small fire.
Looks like our fire's about ready to get up the ghost.
Well, we'll be hitting the hay soon, Daddy.
We might as well. Ain't much to do inside, and ain't nothing you can do outside with the rain coming down like it is.
Yeah, good weather for ducks.
Well, that's an original crack.
Anyway.
We must be getting to Chicago about now.
Yeah, just about. They told me the train would be a half hour late because of the rain. It's 8:30 now.
Seems like she's been going away from the city just the first few hours.
Cut it out, Daddy. I'm so darn lonesome I can love her.
I know how you feel. Funny how concerned empty a house can get without a woman.
Yeah, that's kind of like the heart or something is missing. Dead around the joint.
Are you supposed to have any luck getting that doc to come here and see our Phyllis?
I can't tell what that form pillow will do.
And I hand it to Mary for having the nerve to take a crack at him anyway.
You said it, pal. You said it.
Well, looks like our fire's out for good now.
I think I'll tune in. You coming?
No, no, not right now, Mary. I got something to figure out. Take a look at the kids, will you, Daddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see the little tykes are tucked in.
Yeah, all right. Sleep tight, pal, and thanks for staying over.
Oh, forget it. It's a pleasure. Night, Dad.
Night, Daddy. Night. Let's see what I think I'm with Paul. I'll be summoning him. Oh, gosh, I wish Mary was here. I can't find a thing. She's not around. I'm sure blow it up outside. Holy mackerel, don't tell me somebody's out on a night like this. I must be hearing things. Oh, I guess I ain't. Somebody at the front door.
Hi, Mac. Jimmy, take it easy, pal. I ain't down on the block. I'm right here on the porch.
Yeah, I don't see you all right, Jimmy, but...
Well, come on, let me in. Why ain't I welcome?
I don't know yet. Get in here out of the drink, anyway.
Sure is an inclement night, ain't it?
Yeah.
Guess maybe I was kind of a surprise package tonight, huh?
No. I was expecting you and Paul Ramirez. Sit down.
Well, I didn't exactly figure you'd have a candle burning in the window. I thought maybe you wouldn't mind if I dropped in and said hello.
Well, sure. I'm glad to see you, pal, but... You should have sent me a cable or something first.
Yeah, for what?
Well,
so you could have the cops on the welcoming committee?
Hey, what are you trying to do? Insult me? Maybe I'm not a bird of paradise, but I'm not a stool pigeon either.
Okay. But I'm kind of touchy, that's all. You get that way when you've been ducking the coppers for as long as I have.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've been traveling all around since I landed out of here after that gambling raid.
Yeah, I can imagine, but how come you busted into Sanders tonight? This town ain't a cradle of love for you, Cheney, though.
Yeah, I know that, but I was on my way to Chicago, and I had to go through this burden. Well, it's a rotten night, dark, and it's raining so hard, I said to myself, what the devil, I'll drop and say hello to my old pal, Max.
Well, you're taking a chance.
Well, I don't care about the chance.
You don't care about... Have you gone nuts, Cheney?
Maybe, but skip that right now. How'd you come out of your little squabble with the DA?
Not so good. I'm just out on bail.
But you weren't in with a gang. Didn't you tell them you were trying to help the state?
Telling them and making believe it is two different things. All they could see was that you and I were mixed up in a tough gambling ring. You scrammed and somebody had to go to the crank. So I was around handy and they tossed me in.
Must have just about killed that swell wife of yours.
Yeah, Mary stuck like no guy ever deserved to have a wife stick. She helped raise the bail to get me out.
Boy, you're a lucky dog having a dame like that. You must have been born in a bed of four-leaf clovers.
You're telling me. Tell him, missing her plenty tonight, too.
Why? Is she here?
No, she went to Chicago late this afternoon.
It's too bad. I didn't know that. I could have gotten here sooner and drove her up.
Yeah, she'd have had a nice, peaceful drive, ducking cops and police stations all the way.
Oh. Hey, you're right, Max. You know, for a minute, I forgot I can't live like regular other people.
I didn't forget. I'm in a spot, too, Brian.
Yeah, I guess you are if they're still holding that phony charge over your head. You might even ride if they have a trial.
Yeah, there's a darn good chance of it. I ain't no cream puff, but right now I can't afford to let them lock me up.
That's something special on the fire, too?
Sure, I just closed a deal for a swell new factory to be built in this town. If I don't keep out of the cooler, I won't be able to take care of all that business.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, what was that?
Nothing. Well, probably the wind hitting the branches up against the window, that's all.
Aren't you sure? Maybe somebody saw you come in.
Oh, what if they did? I'm tired of the way I've been living for the past few months, always ducking people, changing cars every week or so, and traveling on back roads. It's got me crunching.
There ain't much else you can do.
I don't know about that.
What?
Riding alone at night, you get to thinking a lot of crazy thoughts.
Like what?
Max, I've decided to give myself up.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm throwing in a sponge, Max. Whatever they give me is better than I'll get if I keep on going.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chief. Wait a minute. And don't go rushing into things.
Max, I can't figure you out. I thought you'd be the last guy in the world to have anything to say against me going straight.
Well, I'm not saying anything against it, pal. I was just like you until Mary came along and straightened me out, you know.
Well, I got kind of a yen for something like that to happen to me. I'd like to do my stint, and then after I come out, find some nice little woman who'd settle down and straighten me out. Oh, what a job she does.
It's the only life, Kenny. The trouble is, this is a bad time to give yourself up.
Sounds screwy, Max. With the hounds on my heels and the way they are, it's getting close to the time when I gotta shoot it out or get shot.
Yeah, but you're not a killer, Cheney.
No. That's why I'd like to be the guy to get a nice, quick bullet. Well, I'm sissy enough not to like shooting. I put on a lug act, but that's about all. You got any reason for me not to do it?
Yeah, but it ain't good enough. You see, when you get caught, they put me back in jail with you.
Oh, I get it now. They need me for a witness before they can start your trial.
Yeah, that's it. Believe me, there's a couple of people in this town who'd love to see me put away for life.
And you know what to do with people like that?
No, you can't get tough, Kim. Now, you have to use your head. There's a guy by the name of Gerald Proust who's been trying to edge in on a factory deal. So far, I've kept one step ahead of him.
Uh-huh. If you get locked up, he's liable to take over the work.
Sure. You're just waiting for the chance.
And I guess if something like that happened, it'd mean curtains for you in this town, eh?
Yeah.
You'd be back right where you started. Just a mug like I am now, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. And not that I mean you're so bad,
skip it, Dan. I know I'm not Lily.
Well, neither was I. I got a lucky break, that's all.
Well, that's the kind of a break I want. That's why I want to give myself up.
Sure. I know just how you feel.
But if I do that, you'd be in the soup. I don't like the idea of getting my happiness by robbing somebody else of theirs.
Now listen, pal. You can't change the world. The whole thing's run kind of like a card game. Somebody has to lose so the other fellow can win. That's the way life is, that's all. You just have to play the game the best way we know how. And the fellow that loses shouldn't squawk. So, you just make up your mind and I can take the consequences.
It's a pathetic situation, isn't it? These two men, Max and Cheney, both wanting to do the right thing. Yet regardless of what they do, one of them almost certain to be hurt. Can you think of any way out of this heartbreaking dilemma?